It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station, and I want to stop right here, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to so many people that I spoke to over the weekend. I don't know where this theme came from or where why it came, because this conversation I had was with different people who were not related to each other at all, didn't even know each other, but the same stuff kept coming up in this Get It Done tour that I've been doing. And it's one thing that has been stopping so many people, and that is the opinions of other people. And clearly, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me talk about it all the time. Don't worry about what people think you can't do or who people think you are or are not. As long as you are in line with the Word of God, as long as you are in line with what God has called you to do, then you are in the right line. When you step out of that line, you have stepped into the line of destruction. You have stepped into a line of confusion and defeat, because nobody at no time will like you all inclusively. There is no time when you are pleasing everybody at the same time. No matter how much gold it is coming out of your mouth, how great the information that might be coming from you, there's always somebody who disagrees with you. And that's okay. But if you allow that to take you to a place of doubt, where you start doubting yourself and start doubting what God has placed inside of you, you run the risk of losing. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to make it up in your mind, while we have adopted this Get It Done atmosphere, that we've adopted this Get It Done mindset, this movement, I want you to get this done. Get in your mind that God is the only one who is the author and the finisher of your faith. So it doesn't matter what other people think. Now, am I saying just ignore other people? No, because if you fail at people, you fail. So you do have to know how to navigate people. You do have to know how to have compassion for people. You do have to know how to be there for people and understand that people go through just like you go through. So we are our brother's keeper. We have to be there for our brothers and sisters. That's kingdom behavior. But at the same time, you cannot let that kingdom behavior take you to a place to where you are literally shut down because of people's opinion of you when they don't even know you. And even if they do know you, if the opinion is wrong, then let it be wrong. Don't run behind stuff trying to clear up stuff, and it's not even that important in the great scheme of things. Today is the last day that you allow somebody to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. I posted this on Instagram, and I'm telling you, the views and the likes of it went through the roof. If you don't have the mind of Christ, then it does not matter what you think. Now, that'll preach. If you don't have the mind of Christ, it doesn't matter what you think. The only thing that matters is that I am compassionate enough about you and your wrong thinking that I make it my business to show you what the mind of Christ looks like, so that it's a witness, so that if my life is the only Bible you read, then that's the witness that takes you over to the side that gives you eternal life, that gives you life more abundantly. So yes, I am worried about you. I'm worried about your soul. I want to be a great witness for you. But if you don't have the mind of Christ, how you feel about me doesn't really matter. How I feel about you is what is my responsibility, because it's in how I feel about you that will navigate how I treat you, which will then change the way you think about me, because you're really thinking about the God in me and not the me you see. Oh, boy. You can take that post and run with it and share it with whoever you want to share it with. It's on both social medias, Instagram as well as Facebook. It's the Lonnie Hunter Show, helping you do you. That's how we do it on Praise.